We know that resources to provide mental health treatments are limited, and oftentimes prevention and intervention providers are competing for the same dollars. Moreover, reimbursement from insurance companies typically requires a diagnosis, which is antithetical to preventing problems before they occur. This means that funding for interventions prior to a diagnosis is even more limited. Additionally, the level of reimbursement is not sufficient to adequately address the mental health problems of youth. Insurance programs do not reflect the requisite time and intensity to adequately address issues. Because the billing and tracking system has become so complex and time-consuming, many child mental health professionals no longer accept third-party payments. Until recently, because of insurance barriers, parents have been known to turn over custody of their child to the state so that they could access mental health services under Medicaid. There are documented cases in which this has occurred. In fact, according to the United States General Accounting Office, in 2001, more than 12,700 children were placed in either child welfare or juvenile justice systems in order to receive mental health services.